Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, live from Prime Social, where we want you to come and play or just hang out today. Watch games, drink, eat, Prime Social, Westheimer and Stony Brook, which is basically the first light west of Voss on Westheimer. It's a beautiful club, beautiful club. If you haven't been here before, stone and they spared no expense here. It is really, real oak. It is just gorgeous. This is the kind of place that you want to join, that you want to be a part of. Get on over here. All right, so we want to talk about the Steven Jackson thing, but we got callers on the line, and we have the shortest wait times in the history of radio.
That's not true.
So let's go. Let's get Oscar in here. He wants to talk about Tiger Woods. What do you say, Oscar?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. I just want to open up with this, guys, real quick for Lance. So, Lance, I have this uncle of mine. He swears he went to high school with you. He's from Richmond Rosenberg. I'm never fact-checking. So are you actually from Richmond Rosenberg now? Just asking real quick before I jump into Tiger.
Yeah, I am.
All right, cool. Maybe he's being truthful then. Cool.
What's his name?
Let me jump in. His name's Daniel Ramirez.
Yeah, I know Daniel. Daniel, he was he's a year older than me. Damn, Daniel. Daniel was he was a shortstop whenever we played Little League Baseball for the Raiders too. Me and Chris Olse, like only two white guys on the Raiders. And you know why? Because his last name was Solis, and he wasn't at tryouts. And they were like, oh, we didn't get.
Well, he's Cubano.
He's part, but our coach Lupe Garza, he had a cooler. He had two coolers. Little league practice,
like Buttermaker.
Same. Mr. Pibbs in one, Schlitz in the other.
Nice. Love that coach.
And he would just sit there with his, you know, coach's bike shorts, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Tight.
Yeah, and he would just hit fungos to us all day and just get lit with Schlitz.
I love
awesome.
That.
That's it was
a great,
awesome.
Great coach.
Love Coach Garza. Yeah, I know
That's
Daniel.
That's awesome. All right, cool. I never really believed him, so I'm glad you cleared that up for me. Hey, so just talking about Tiger, I guess my thoughts are, you know, I'm one of the biggest Tiger fans out there. I'm sure a lot of us are out there. My thoughts are is, you know, his history of what he did with the women and everything and all that stuff. It's crazy how, you know, it's easily forgiven when you're a superstar like that. So I'm just kind of wondering, you know, your thoughts around that. Kobe with his issue in Denver, and, you know, as long as you come back, it's like all is forgiven because it's Tiger or it's Kobe. You know, why are some people forgiven and some others? Is it just because of the talent, or what do y'all think there?
Well, I don't think you can put Kobe and Tiger in. First of all, Tiger just hurt himself. He hurt his marriage. He hurt his kids. But he didn't hurt any women. You know, that was consensual, all those women. And, you know, he was running around, and what are we supposed to – I mean, that's his personal life. If you commit a crime, that's another deal.
Yeah, Kobe was charged with a crime.
Yeah, that's a different deal. Totally different. And who are we to forgive Tiger Woods for his indiscretions with his wife? I mean, that's none of my business. I don't know that that's anybody's business. It's America 2008, 2009. We got to know. We got to follow him. We got to uncover everything that we possibly can because that's America. But, you know, that's a personal thing.
Somebody hit him with a Me Too movement.
Was Kobe charged?
Yes, he was.
Okay, but he did not face any time. So,
no,
in the eyes of the law, he's innocent.
It wasn't dropped.
He paid it off. They came to an agreement.
Is that what it was?
Okay. Yeah. So... I mean, if you got money, about money, consistent. If you got money, Dell, you can get out of stuff
too. But we've forgiven Mike Tyson. Some people have, at least.
Well, he did his time.
That's true.
But that's a crime, and it was a hellacious crime, and we've decided, okay, yeah, Mike, we know you apparently raped a woman, but you are free to be in our on our TV, in our movies.
Not only that, he's lovable, laughable Mike Tyson.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, Mike is so fun now.
Well,
Mike is so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
He vehemently denied
Mike
all of it.
I don't know that Mike Tyson is still
the
a
new Mike Tyson
figure.
Is kind of. I mean, you know, he's got a lot.
Is he
less
that
edge.
Much in the public consciousness?
Well, I mean, what can he do
he had
for
his Vegas one man show?
And
yeah,
what
an HBO special?
Yeah, I know.
And what's his actual talent besides what he used to do? But
He could sing great. Didn't you see what was it called?
Hangover.
Hangover, yeah. He was in Hangover.
I'm saying. At one point, Mike Tyson was hot. For whatever reason, Mike Tyson had a run where we're going to put him in movies. He's going to appear on our late night shows because,
Mike
great.
Tyson definitely had a run.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I haven't cared about Mike Tyson ever since. I didn't watch him fight.
No, but he was kind of a hot, like I said, he has his own, to this day, he still does a Vegas one-man show, and it was featured on HBO. They ran it on HBO. He was, and I think it was after the Hangover. He was on the Hangover, and all of a sudden it's like, this is lovable Mike Tyson.
Now, okay, but there's a difference here, too, between him and Kobe bought his way out of his deal, and Mike Tyson did his time. He did his penance. He paid his price, and now he's back, and hopefully not raping anyone.
So did Michael, and I
don't believe Kobe is either, but Kobe actually just got away with it.
So did
– Allegedly.
Michael Vick did his time, too. That's why I also believe that owners can do whatever they want. Any professional – he has a right to have a job. Yeah, he does have a right to have a job. There's hundreds and thousands of jobs that you can get. You don't have a right to be a professional athlete if your employers don't want to employ you. But Philadelphia did, and Philadelphia took a chance. And my whole thing was, you know, if somebody does something wrong and they pay the price and they're contrite.
That's right.
I mean, who am I not to forgive different people? You don't have to forget, and you don't have to allow them to play professional sports.
And Tiger
again or
didn't
do whatever.
Commit any crime, and he didn't hurt anyone
except
his own marriage.
But athletes, I don't even know if it's athletes, Dell. I think that if you are once beloved, you will eventually. There will be a time where everything smooths over for you, and people forgive and forget. Now, it takes time. It takes a lot of time. But I do believe that that happens with our society as soon as they feel like you've been humbled a little bit.
Let's get Chris in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Hey, you guys are talking about draft people and whether they're, high football like you guys and high football love guys. Lance, last year I spoke with you and we weren't sure if Zach Cunningham was a high NFL guy. I don't know if you remember. On your other station, we were kind of up and down on him. I guess my two questions are, how do you think his
which
first
guy?
Season went?
Zach Cunningham.
Zach Cunningham?
The linebacker.
He was going to be a high football guy or how much he cared about the sport.
Football character,
just like what your thoughts are with his first season. And then will you give me a rundown on who you think the starting five offensive line for the Texans are, if they're going to roll them out? And if you don't think we have that position yet, will you just let us know and I'll hang up and listen? Thanks.
So I thought Zach Cunningham had a good year. He's not the biggest guy, but he's fast. I like Zach Cunningham coming out. I was told by a team they were very concerned about his football character, which is the first time I had heard it. So I mentioned it. I want to say it's the day after the draft, because I had heard it the day before the draft, which was a little troubling because I had a second round grade on him. I really liked him, but I think Zach Cunningham had a good year and provides them with something they desperately needed. I actually am very happy with where the Texans linebackers are. I really like what they're doing. I like Dylan Cole. I like Bernardrick McKinney playing that thumper role. He's physical. I was happy with what Zach Cunningham did. The offensive line to me looks like this. I would say Julian Davenport.
Do you know his name is Julion?
Is it? Julion?
Julion. I was listening to Johnny Harris. I heard Johnny Harris.
If Johnny says that that's what it is.
If Johnny Harris says it, it's Julion.
Okay, then I would say him at left tackle and Chantrell at right tackle, or flip-flop, Chantrell being Chantrell Henderson. Left guard would be Cineo Calamete. Right guard, Jeff Allen. Center, Zach Fulton. Nick Martin, not ready for football on time. Not to start camp, at least. That's what it's looking like. So Nick Martin, I don't think. I think one of these moves. And then when Nick Martin's healthy.
Can Greg Mance beat out Jeff Allen?
Possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think if Nick Martin gets healthy, you could see Zach Fulton to guard, right guard.
Or Nick Martin to guard.
Yeah, but I don't think so because Zach has played. Or maybe. I just don't know if Nick Martin's good.
Do you want to switch? Do you want to switch centers?
Well, because Zach Fulton has played
if he starts,
guard.
If Fulton starts,
City.
Yeah, but Nick played guard too, didn't he? And
so this is like, let's say they have a number. Let's say Nick Martin is an 8 at center and a 6 at guard, and Zach Fulton is a
8 and 8.
Is an 8 and 7? Yeah. Then you go with the you go with whatever the best numbers that you get out of those guys are. And that's why I think that'll be decided. But those are your guys, I think. But I also think a guard is going to be drafted and will be able to compete right away for potentially a starting position.
Hey, I don't think it's
I can go find you a guard right now.
I don't think it's beyond possibility that Jeff Allen is your starting left tackle.
Well, I don't think it's beyond possibility that the Texans don't find a starting tackle or, yeah, I mean, that's interesting that you say that about Jeff Allen. I haven't really thought about that.
He actually was okay.
Surprisingly okay when he wasn't.
I'm going to go Allen. Well, now Martin is down. I'm going to go Allen left tackle and Mance right guard.
Yeah. And then Chantrell and Davenport fight it out of right tackle. Yeah, that's definitely possible too.
I don't know. Davenport is, I think, ways away.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Happy about it.
No.
But you can't fix it in one off season. They don't have a first or second round pick. They're not going to fix the offense.
And
line.
I'm looking at a picture right here.
Senio has played
Calamete,
tackle.
Yeah.
Senio has tackle experience, but I don't think that's where they're going to play him. But he does have tackle experience too. But just kind of a flex. Yeah. Like, I don't think they view him as tackle, but we'll see.
Maybe he needs more testosterone then.
Oh, I don't think he does. I don't think he does. And he definitely shouldn't get it inside the league because that would be that's a violation of the collectively bargained agreement between, and we would have the new free agent would be on the sideline with suspension. Now, you don't have to get suspended because it's perfectly legal for you if your testosterone has dropped to go get testosterone treatments from my friends over at Men's T Clinic. And why would you not? When your testosterone levels are where it's supposed to be, you are going to feel so much more energetic. You'll have so much more drive. Your workouts are going to be much better. Trust me on this one. You're going to see results much more quickly, too. One of the biggest things that people get, pleasantly surprised by, is once you're about 2 months into the treatment, let's say you're working out on a fairly regular basis, let's just say 3 times a week, you're going to start to notice big differences in your body type, big differences. The first time I started with them, when I first got started, I lost 24 pounds. And it was a huge difference. And all I did some light lifting and just walking around the neighborhood about 3 to 4 miles 5 days a week. And I saw major differences right away. Get with Men's T Clinic and get that energy level back. Get your mojo back. Get back to being the real you with Men's T Clinic. 3 locations. One in Pearland. The other location is in Cypress at 290 Barker Cypress. And, of course, at 1801 Durham and I-10. That's where I go. Men'sTClinic.com. Men'sTClinic.com. You can also give them a call because they're open right now at 568-1175. That's 713-568-1175.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. Live from Prime Social, Stony Brook and Westheimer, which is just a couple of blocks west of Voss on Westheimer. It's where we'll be playing today. We want you to come on out. Work sucks. Stop already. It's Friday. It's the tournament. No one cares. We're going to watch all the games. We're going to play poker. That's the greatest day ever.
If you're hot at all, you're going to love it in here because the air conditioner is on.
Dude, Dell, bring your hoodie. I'm not even joking. It is freezing. You think the studio is cold? Wait till you get here. But when it's crowded in here and everything, you know, and the cards are flying and people are, you know, are squeezing, you know, 2-3 offsuit and whether or not they should stay or raise with that, then it brings the heat. Okay,
now, look, it's really cold in here, but when they're like 30 bodies and all their body heat is going, it'll be warm. That's a sell for me.
Yeah, no, that's a
people
in
their body
that's
heat
a selling point.
Will
it
warm
is
me up.
We got Nathan who's been waiting, and then we're going to get to the Steven Jackson story. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, what's up, guys? So we spoke last week about Tiger right before the Valspar, and you expressed some concerns about the pressure that he may be putting on himself. Well, we got to see him in contention coming down the stretch on Sunday, and I was curious to see what your thoughts were on it.
I think that that's real. And especially when they get to the majors, because he's still sitting at 14 now for a decade. You know, he's going and his goal in life was to beat 18. And, you know, I think we saw it. I thought we saw it on the putt on, what was the par 3, 7 or 8, whatever it was. He hit a beautiful shot in. He was about 8 to 10 feet away, a putt that he made in 2000, 2002, 2003, every single time, especially on Sunday when he's wearing his red shirt, when he's a stroke or two off the lead or leading, he was going to make that putt, and he didn't make that putt. Now, it's just a couple of tournaments back. Will Tiger be back to that guy? He, by all appearances, he looks like he is. But is he still that same guy that will knock down every important putt? That's the question. Or will... Or at 42, is there some, you know, some of that pressure that gets to you when you're a little bit older and you're not quite as steady, your hands aren't the same, and you, you know, you haven't won in this long and you want to win so badly to prove that you're still that guy? I think that that's real. I think there's a possibility that he won't be able to come through. He is Tiger Woods. He has won 79 times.
I don't know
what
that means anymore.
What, being Tiger Woods?
He is Tiger Woods.
Because
he,
well, at least, he's known, he knows, and he's been there and he's done that. He's done it 79 times. He's won 79 times
but
on the tour.
But that was so different than win number 71 was way different than who he is now.
Yes. But at least, you know what? We can't ever say, you know, we know that feeling. We know what pressure is. We know. Tiger's known pressure his whole life. And at least we know that he could handle it before. We don't know that he can handle it now, but we know that he none of us can because we don't know it. He does. At least he knows that. Whether or not he can still handle it now because he's a different guy is another story. All right, the Steven Jackson story. I mentioned that the Baker Mayfield being tailed because Steven Jackson told the story about he was tailed by friends just to make sure that he was okay his rookie year. But Steven Jackson, he's an interesting guy. He was on with Golic and Wingo this morning, and Wingo asked him, Golic wasn't there, but when he was Chris Canty was taking place. But he asked him, he said, What about Kawhi and what's going on? You know, you were down in San Antonio. What's going on with Kawhi? And this is an interesting answer because I think it's not the belief of what everybody thinks. This is contrary to what everybody thinks about what's really going on in San Antonio. Here's Steven Jackson.
You know, I talked to Kawhi a couple times, man, and before I talked to him, I was thinking like, okay, mate, I know Pop from playing there, and I know he cares more about Kawhi the person before Kawhi the player. And that's why people love Pop. He makes it known that, okay, yeah, I have a job to do. I have to coach you guys. I have to win games. I have to keep this organization 50-plus wins every year, playoffs every year. But you are my guys first. You know, I treat you like human beings first, and since I was looking at this story, like, okay, well, maybe Pop cares more about Kawhi long term than him playing now and making the playoffs right now. And that's what it is. You know, Pop doesn't want Kawhi to go out there and get hurt and be sitting out 20 games next year. Pop, everybody know Pop wants to win. He wants to have 50 games. He wants to make the playoffs, but he cares more about his players more than winning games. And that's why we all respect him. That's why we all love him, because he makes it known that he cares more about you. It's not just about basketball.
Is that what the – honestly.
Stephen A. Smith seemed to act like there was an issue between Kawhi's uncle and the organization. He came out right out and said that.
Yeah. Well, now, then he was asked about, well, what about the second opinion? And Stephen Jackson said, we all get second opinions. I think isn't the common thought out there that there is issue, there's beef between Kawhi, or there's something that they did, and Kawhi's a little pissed off, or it may be his uncle or whatever, but that he is that he has issue with the organization when Steven Jackson is saying, no, it's Pop that's the one that's keeping Kawhi from playing.
Now, to be fair, Steven Jackson, also a former Spur, also somebody who's not who's just like all the Patriots who are on TV, like Teddy Bruschi talking about all the Patriots stuff. I can personally guarantee you that everyone's having fun for the Patriots.
Well, now, wait a minute.
We had fun a lot.
All right, and I was thinking about that, too. And there's another story today. There's beef between Brady and Hightower and the veterans about the way Belichick is treating them.
Well,
He really is taking all the...
Did you see what Rob Gronkowski did? Be happy, be free.
He
put that out there to Nate Solder.
To Solder?
No, it's Malcolm Butler. Be happy, be free. And that be free thing was like, reading between the lines, because Gronk is probably not the most subtle, tricky guy in the world. He's probably not going to, I'm going to bluff you now.
Well, yes.
When you're playing cards, like, you're not supposed to say out loud that you're bluffing.
So I think that Pop gets lumped with Belichick. But if you want to, because they're both surly, because they win so big, they've got five titles each. It's the Patriots in the NFL, and it's the Spurs. Those are the organizations that you and that's how they run it. Surly head coaches. They pick all the players. They run the organizations. Blah blah blah. Well, Pop, it couldn't be different than more different than Belichick. Would you hear Belichick say, "That's all I care about is the guys. I don't really, you know what?
I just care about the next game. We're just trying to get to the next game."
I just care about their health.
Hey, what do you think about Kawhi Leonard, Coach? Can you imagine Popovich just saying,
"There's lots of guys on this team. I'm just on to the Clippers. We're on to the Clippers."
Yeah. That's not Pop. Pop will give you a very woke answer.
And Steven Jackson also, Steven, now you say he's being pro Spurs and
well,
I'm not.
I'm just saying we just have to make sure that we position.
He also said, "Oh, I talked to Kawhi a couple of times." So he's got both sides of that story, because he has talked to Kawhi.
No, and I don't think he wants to put Pop or the Spurs, because Kawhi's coming back too.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's not like, I don't think you want to create a bunch of tension between the two sides, but there is something out there. Stephen A. You can think he's bombastic or whatever, but he has people. You know, he has connections, and a lot of guys talk to him around the league.
Right.
He basically flat out said something having to do with Kawhi's uncle and either Popovich or the organization. So I don't know. Now, is Kawhi going to get a 200? And the reason this is important is because Kawhi Leonard is a member of the Spurs. Personally, I don't really fear the Spurs now or moving forward.
Well, I don't want the Rockets to have them in the first round.
I don't think it's a very good roster, if I'm being honest with you. I got respect for LaMarcus Aldridge. I got respect for Kawhi. But honestly, that roster doesn't look very good.
Yeah, great. I don't want to see him.
But San Antonio, yeah, no, that's fine. But I'd almost rather he stay in San Antonio for $200 million. The thing is, he isn't gonna get that with the San Antonio Spurs. The money he's talking about, or the money people are talking about for Kawhi Leonard, the thought is the Spurs, and maybe rightfully so, this is a very Patriot move, by the way, they would say, "I'm sorry, we just can't do that. We just can't give one guy that long-term a deal that much."
I don't see that. It's the NBA. It's a different animal.
I know it is. But
Kawhi,
there's already been talk that they would move him and get prospects potentially paying just one big guy.
When was the last time a star was traded, and the team that traded the star won the deal?
Often.
It doesn't ever happen, really.
Yeah.
Steven Jackson also said, "LeBron to LA. He's going to Texas. He's either going to San Antonio or he's going to Houston." I love Steven Jackson.
He is. Well, there's four teams supposedly with LeBron. And Houston is going to be – are you kidding? Whoever gives him the best chance to catch Jordan and rings is who he's going with. He's a ring whore now. There is no other way around it. LeBron is going to go where he has the best shot at rings, and that's it. It's not about playing for your city. It's not about a Skylar Gray song where you're like – "This is my full page ad. Here's going to be another full page ad to Cleveland coming soon. Yeah. Y'all can burn your jerseys again. No, it'll be okay."
But I think Houston's a favorite.
Houston should be the favorite. They are the favorite. They got the best shot to win.
Caleb says, if it was Bruce Brolin, I would agree with that sentiment, Lance. But Steven Jackson has aired his grievances against the Spurs and Pop in the past and has some beef with the organization. I don't remember that either.
I don't know.
So I don't think he would blow smoke for no reason. I don't remember that either.
I don't think he's blowing smoke. I just don't know that. We'll see. I would rather have Kawhi just go to the Eastern Conference, if I'm being honest. You know where he would be great? Like
Orlando.
Pistons. He'd be a great Piston. Get out of here.
Oh, I know.
You know he'd be great. Put him with the Bucks, with the Greek Freak. I don't care.
No, I don't
just
want
get
him.
Out of the, just get him out of the West.
I don't want him there. I want him in Orlando where they got nothing. Time for me to talk about golf. How about Edwin Watts? Did you buy your Rogue Driver at Edwin Watts, Lance? No, I did. Did you buy your Spider Putter at Edwin Watts, Lance? No, I did. Do you know what I'm thinking? Edwin Watts is awesome. You know why? Because it's got all golf stuff. If you like golf, and I know everyone out there does. I'm sure Dell, he's going to purchase all his golf equipment at Edwin Watts. You know why? Because Edwin Watts is the only place. Look, they have got the Rogue Driver. They've got all the newest gear. Okay, if you haven't seen.
This is the Rogue Driver.
The Rogue, yeah.
That sounds like something like you're going to hit far with a Rogue Driver, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. I'm hitting it longer than ever. And they got the Fairway Woods and Hybrids by Callaway. TaylorMade introduces twist face technology in the new M3 and M4 drivers designed for straighter distance. Ping continues to push the envelope of innovation with its new G400 Max driver, Glide Stealth Wedge, and Vault 2.0 putter. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts. Yorktown and West Timer. It's right around the corner from our station, as a matter of fact. I stop by there, get the Titleist balls, the Pro V1s, or you can go cheaper, whatever. They've got great prices on all their balls, their clothing, all the clubs at Edwin Watts. Yorktown and West Timer. It's Edwin Watts.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
With Raheel. Live at Prime Social. This is my poker hub here, 7801 Westheimer. We are just west of the Hillcroft Voss. Where Hillcroft turns into Voss at Westheimer. It's the same road. They just want to confuse you right at Westheimer. Just west of that, it's a standalone building, beautiful. We have there's a Starbucks right near here, an Uberito.
Oh, there's a light. It's Stony
Del's Uberitos right
over. Yeah, Stony Brook. It's a light right there. The first light west of Voss.
Yeah, you can't miss it. And beautiful, beautiful spot for sure. Got all the tables in here ready. The air conditioner's definitely on. And we'll be watching all the games.
Oh, my God. The air listen, we can guarantee you. I just texted Steven.
Don't be scared of air conditioning.
He can't, apparently. I said, are y'all Eskimos? It's freezing in here.
I'm wearing a coat.
Is that racial in any way, shape, or form?
No, you're good. I think you're good.
He said,
actually,
Steven said, security should be able to adjust the temp. No, they can't. You just asked him, right, Andres? He can't.
No, it'll be when they get in. It'll be nothing that should scare you from coming. I can promise you that.
Hurry in.
We're gonna have games,
but bring your hoodie, Del.
We'll be watching the games here. We have poker tournaments that starts at noon. By the way, they have poker tournaments every noon.
I know what one thing. You know what our next commercial is, Lance? Indoor comfort. You know what they don't need here?
We'll talk about it. So they got food, they got drinks, they got games on the TV, and then we got a poker tournament at 12.
Yes, I see your nipples.
Here are the bounties today. Here are the bounties. There's a bounty on me, on John, on Derek Lewis, who is an MMA fighter. You know him, don't you, Raheel? That's your boy. I think he's going to be on with you guys, interview. And if you knock Derek Lewis out, then you get a bounty. If you knock Derek Lewis out, you could get knocked out.
Not if he's knocked out.
He's a striker.
He can't knock you out if he's knocked out,
can he? He's a striker. He's not a BJJ guy.
Oh, speaking of which, Floyd Weather's going MMA. Floyd Mayweather.
I saw that he's going to fight what's the wrestler's name? Not X-Pac. The other one. The wrestler who went into MMA. We can't.
CM Punk.
Yeah, CM Punk. That's it. He's going to be fight. Do you know how much money? That may make more than Conor McGregor. When I tried to watch it, I had to watch it. We're in the middle of a hurricane, and I'm ordering a $100 Mayweather-McGregor. And I'm like, this hurricane's keeping me from watching it. Yeah. But then it would come back on, and it wouldn't. So I had to get my iPad, and I used Periscope. And I would go to different cities and look for feeds, like in Los Angeles or whatever.
Whoever's Periscoping it.
Who's Periscoping it on their TV, and that's how I watched, like, four of the rounds. CM Punk, a pro wrestler, pro wrestler who now is fighting MMA, versus Floyd Mayweather. And frankly, that's probably the matchup he should have. Not
why? If he gets on the ground, you do not want to fight a wrestler if you're a boxer.
Well, he's a pro wrestler.
Because if he gets you on the ground, you're done.
He's a pro wrestler, though. And if he gets you
even
on the ground.
Even still, he's a wrestler. I that's a bad matchup if you want another. He wants another striker because he can beat a striker. But everybody is poo-pooing this Floyd Mayweather thing.
Well, like it's not going
to
happen?
Like he's going to get his ass handed to him.
He's never going to do anything that's going to get his ass handed to him. Are you kidding?
Are you kidding? Fighting a wrestler is the worst idea.
But he's fighting a pro wrestler, not a.
But you don't think he's got wrestling skills?
He probably does, but it's just different than MMA, though.
Well, if he gets on the ground,
now CM Punk has probably been training for maybe 2 years in that neighborhood, maybe
even
still,
longer.
He's got to get him down.
That's the last guy
Floyd,
I would want to
fight.
If
he catches those hands, though, Floyd could wear his ass out. All Floyd has to.
Well, Floyd's not a knockout guy, though. Floyd is a defensive fighter.
Floyd is a defensive fighter against boxers. He stopped doing it. You don't think Floyd, facing some guy who's never been a boxer, he could catch that three-piece? He catch
okay,
a 10-piece.
Okay, who would win in the octagon, McGregor or Floyd?
Oh, McGregor would destroy him.
Yeah, see? But everybody seems to think that. I'm not sure.
McGregor would destroy CM Punk, too.
Yeah, well, but he is – right. Maybe McGregor's a bad example. Well, but that's the thing. Floyd thinks he can win.
Well, what I'm
saying
is –
and he can win at a high level in this thing.
Floyd should never, ever go to MMA. Ever.
So you're on that team, that Floyd – this is a bad
idea. No, but if there is one guy he should fight, it should be the pro wrestler who's up almost 40 years old. That's who he should fight. Like, if there is one MMA, you can't fight a real MMA fighter, a guy who's been training since he's 18 year or 14 years old. You can't fight.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I guess. I don't think a wrestler is.
If Raheel wasn't a ghost, if he wasn't a ghost right now, and it was 9 o'clock, he would probably say some of the same things. But he's a ghost right now. He doesn't exist until 9. All right, here he comes. Here comes Longhorn Raheel. By the way, look at him showing out his Longhorn colors today, because his horns are playing. They don't have a Rob Gray on their team. I
know
that
what?
Much.
Yeah, but they don't have a Snoop Roach on theirs.
Yeah. I do like the name Snoop Roach.
I just don't think that I think that the Longhorns are going to get their ass handed to them like Arizona.
Not Arizona, man. They're like, you know what you can't do after win against Buffalo? You can't declare for the draft. So we're going to lose right now and just declare. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
They just mailed it in.
They didn't even try.
Yeah, and where's Charlie Polillo? Where's Charlie Polillo saying Mo Bamba wishes – when he grows up, he could be DeAndre Ayton. Were you at Charlie?
What, he put up 14? DeAndre Ayton put up 14?
He got shut down
on
by
6 of 13 shooting?
He got shut down by a 6'8 chubby dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where you at, Charlie?
Well, you want a piece of Charlie?
I am on 94.1 Sports Map. You
talking trash about Mo Bamba like that.
Hey, what do you think about – but on what we're talking about. So CM Punk is a pro wrestler. Yeah, he probably does have a wrestling background, which gives him an advantage. I think there's a good chance Floyd could get beat if it goes to the ground. I'm not sure it goes to the ground because CM Punk hasn't been training. Like, there's a big difference between being a good wrestler. Like, there have been a lot of really accomplished Olympic-caliber wrestlers who struggled in MMA just because it is a cross-training sport now.
Once you get to the ground, it's different, and that's what you saw in CM Punk's first fight where he got to the ground. It was over, but that was also where he was, like, 8 to 10 months in training full-time. You go now to CM Punk, I haven't seen him train or anything, but I can guarantee it, if he has been training, his ground game is going to be a little bit better, right, and it's going to be more advanced than Floyd Mayweather's.
Yeah.
You know, just learning those principles on the ground, knowing what's dangerous, what's not, and that's not saying Floyd wouldn't do that, but you can't expect to learn that within 8 months and then apply it in a fight.
Frankly,
it's hard, man.
Frankly,
it's,
you can't even expect to learn it in 2 years. Yeah, it is a much longer discipline than that.
There are some guys that are naturals in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and they just get it.
But they start earlier than the age of 40.
Yeah. That's
that's not where you...
Well, no, it depends. Like, I've trained with guys where, you know, they're mid-30s.
And they're just starting?
They're just starting, and they just get it. They're just naturals, right? Some people just get it, whether it be because they had a background in something else.
Get it at a certain level, yeah. Not that level.
Yeah, and CM Punk's stand-up game against Floyd Mayweather,
it's not
even going to be close.
But that's why if you're Floyd Mayweather and you're training, the first thing you train every day is stopping shots.
Yeah.
Your entire thing is how to counterpunch a shot, how to stuff a shot, underhooks. I mean, it's all going to be 70% is going to be that, 30% is ground game, and it's also going to be learning to strike at different angles from when guys are coming in with different angles. Because he's got to learn to defend himself when he's on the ground. But the other thing is just Ukiss can't go to the ground if you're Floyd Mayweather. I'm interested to see if this fight actually happens. Like, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Floyd took a loss once in his career and it's non-boxing. He's going to make another, $25 million?
Does it hurt his legacy?
No.
No.
If it's a loss in MMA,
yeah.
No.
No one cares.
We just get an answer.
It's almost like...
I don't think a loss in boxing... Now, a loss to Conor McGregor would hurt his legacy.
Yeah. This has a Tonya Harding boxing feel to
That's
me.
That's fine, though. It's entertaining.
I mean, this is... Celebrity Screech versus Arnold Horshack?
Yes.
When Screech beat up
Come
Horshack.
On, yeah. Floyd.
But
you're
it's
like
entertaining.
One of the greatest boxers of all time. Just... You know what? Carry your money around in your backpack and
throw it at hookers and strippers.
Bet $200,000 on a Super Bowl. You know what?
Don't fight a wrestler in an MMA.
No.
Yeah, but he's also one of the greatest moneymakers of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a moneymaker.
His name isn't a Floyd Savings Bonds Mayweather.
No,
it's not Floyd. Floyd
Still.
Conservative approach Mayweather.
I mean,
it's money.
We want you to stay classy, like Bob McNair. Don't besmirch your name,
Floyd Mayweather. And by the way, there's another one, Floyd Mayweather. How many people have a problem with his physical abuse of women, domestic violence?
No, yeah.
Multiple times. Money.
Nothing.
People who consider themselves
Nothing.
Money Mayweather fans.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
He can beat the crap out of however many women
he
wants.
Doesn't matter.
They don't care. Now, he also did time.
But he doesn't seem like he's
not
really,
contrite.
He's really.
He doesn't feel like a very contrite guy. No.
I know. Or he's rehabilitated. Time to talk about, speaking of air conditioning, okay, what about a $49 check? What about a $49 check from the indoor comfort specialist on your, you know, I don't think they need it here if you want to know the truth at Prime. No, their air conditioner's working just fine. But here's the deal. Yours may not be. And it may be cool in your house now. Have you gotten a check lately? Have you? Do you even think about looking at your air conditioner? The indoor comfort specialists do. And, oh, by the way, if you're going to buy now, if you buy an air conditioner now, you're going to save big. If you wait till the summer, not going to save so much, are you?
No, you're not going to save so much. That's why if you get it right now, you not only are you going to save more, but you're also going to avoid being miserable in 92-degree heat with 70% humidity. How about that? So not only do you save right now, avoid the discomfort of having to get your air conditioner fixed in the summer. If you know you have an issue, and you knew you had one last year, you said, oh, I'll take care of it next year, and then all of a sudden, well, this weather's so nice, I don't have to do anything. This weather's so nice. No. Now is the time to get it done, and now's the time to get it done with the financing and the offers they have for indoor comfort specialists. Go to Indoor Comfort AC. Am I doing that right? Is it indoorcomfortac.com? There you go. Indoorcomfortac.com. That's indoorcomfortac.com. Or give them a call today at 713-666-1101 and tell them Lance and John sent you by. The wait is over. Welcome to the good
life. And after all the talk. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This
is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, we're live at Prime Social here, and that is where we're going to be watching our tournament games. All the broadcasts are going to originate from here, so if you want to come out and check out the broadcast today, maybe you're at Revelry yesterday on Richmond, we'll come to Prime Social today. Enjoy a poker tournament while you're playing, while you're watching your tournament game and filling out your, or rather crossing out names in your brackets, because we will have a poker tournament starting at 12 o'clock. Bring some money and get in for a chance to win some money, win the tournament. Every day at noon there's a tournament here, every single day. Also, want to mention this. We have not talked about this for a while, and we really should. One of the stars of the entire Thursday was University of Houston's own Rob Gray. Rob Gray, with a sweet man bun, went to work yesterday for the Cougars, scoring 39 points and grabbing 8 rebounds. It's the first time in, I think he's only, well, what was the graphic they had? A first-time tournament. Maybe it's the first time since 70-something that a guy's first time in the tournament, he scored 30 as much as 39 and 8. It's some kind of weird stat like that.
Darren Ravel or somebody, Mark Stein, or somebody tweeted out that Elvin Hayes was courtside watching the game, watching Rob Gray break his record, whatever record it was, maybe most points in an NCAA tournament game by a Cougar.
Yeah, he's the color commentator.
Yeah. Apparently he was – apparently that's the most ever scored by – is that the most ever scored by a Cougar?
Probably. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I mean, Houston was very balanced with Dream and Drexler and those guys. So in the Fight Slam and Jamma era – there it goes. Elvin Hayes was a Final Four. They had a good team then. You had the Final Four Cougars with Faisal Majama, but I don't ever remember anyone getting to.
Yeah, but Elvin Hayes.
There was one game Larry Michaud scored, had like 30, but I don't think it. I mean, 39 is a ton in a 40-minute game.
How about that? How about that? And just a beautiful up and under. He's got great body control.
Range. He was great calm, body control. Cool, collected.
His floater in the lane is awesome.
Rob Gray is the king of the North. House Gray, and Dell says
Dell doesn't know anything about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he knows.
What's he know about J.R.R.?
But I do feel like if there was one character right now, it would be maybe he is. Dell, who was it that was eaten by his own dogs?
Ramsay Bolton.
Maybe he is Ramsay Bolton.
No.
Look,
he's Rob Stark, the hero we all wanted to need. Is he Rob Stark or Ramsay Bolton?
I don't think he's Rob Stark.
He's Rob Stark.
Here's what.
He's a hero. What are you talking about?
He's not Rob Stark.
He's not somebody who kills people.
I got this on.
And chops their stuff, their junk off.
Let me see if you guys agree with this. I got this. I know you're not going to agree with it. Let me just read this and see what you think about it. I got this on direct message. Lance, help me out here. Gray is a nice player, but so unlikable. My girlfriend and I found ourselves rooting against U of H because of him. Am I missing something? I said, I think he just has an elevated level of confidence that will rub some people the wrong way. It clearly serves him well, though. He said, individually, yes, but watching him ream his teammates is painful, and he preens. That's more Ramsay Bolton, if I'm being honest with you.
Who? What?
Huh?
I didn't get that at all from him. Did you?
I didn't get it at all.
Did you get that feeling from Rob Gray?
No, I didn't see when he reamed his teammates, but that's why I needed to ask you. Like, maybe I missed it when I went over to the Rockets game.
How old is that person?
I don't know.
Did he chop his teammates' junk off?
No.
Like he did?
No,
I don't think it's
–
let's not go literal. Yeah, he did. Let's not go literal, though, all the way to everything that he did, because there's a lot. Ramsay was one of the worst people ever
in
on
the
a
world.
Show.
Yeah.
That's that guy must have been watching the Cougars for the first time, which is fine. Like, it's not a shot at this guy. That's what makes Rob Gray so good. He's a red ass. That's what makes him so good.
He
all
gets
season
into,
long, he's been like that.
You know
that.
What? That, it's you, the same way this guy likes to watch a lot of football. Same way Baker Mayfield is.
Yes, that's what makes it. Look, when you're a 6'1 guard, you better have that attitude. You better have that
especially
fight
if you're
going to
be the team leader.
Yes, that's what makes Rob Gray so much fun to watch.
I can tell you, well, me calling him Ramsay Bolton
is a huge,
by the way, that's a huge, are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm offended by that, too. Well, he's the hero we love.
Well, that's why I was going to read it. I didn't say necessarily it's accurate, but I also don't think calling somebody a Ramsay Bolton is a bad thing.
I do. What?
I do.
He wasn't a good person.
Okay.
But he was a badass, Dell.
Oh,
where do you stand on
apparently
that one?
Apparently, you're not feeling Sansa right now, Sansa Stark, because she felt Ramsay Bolton in a bad way.
So well, San Diego State.
I'm just telling you.
Well, to be fair to Sansa, she's lucky she was Sansa in the books because the girl she replaced as Ramsay Bolton's wife got raped by a pack of dogs.
Oh,
so Sansa won.
Wow. I don't ever want to. Wow. I don't ever want to read the books.
I don't ever want to be around.
And by the way, the
about Ramsay Bolton,
the Red Wedding went down differently too. I heard so.
Yeah,
it would be a lot different. But my gosh, Ramsay Bolton is a killer. Ramsay Bolton is one of the worst people ever in a movie or a TV show
Rob
ever
Gray
of all time.
He's a killer. Rob Gray's a killer.
He's a killer, though. Rob Gray is a killer.
He shot down San Diego State.
Dell knows where I'm coming on. This is a positive to call him Ramsay Bolton in this particular instance.
Oh, yeah. Rob Stark killed people, too.
Yeah.
But he did it for good, not evil.
He did it for honor.
Yeah,
to bring,
he did it
you're
for
just saying that because his name is Rob.
Because he,
you're just doing that because his name is Rob.
No, because we love him.
Rob
and
Gray
he's the king
went out
of
like a bitch, to be honest with you.
And
Rob, wait, what'd you say?
Rob Stark went out like a bitch,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, okay. I was making sure you said the wrong name.
He ruined an alliance and got his throat slit by the phrase.
Yeah, he was
the king of the North, Rob Gray.
And,
he was king
always,
of North
and he's
Carolina.
Dead, so congratulations on being king of the North for like a
you
month.
You know what? It was the bastard Jon Snow who was the one who really, like, Rob was born into it. Jon Snow earned his way in. Jon Snow earned his way
and
up.
Ramsay
I feel
Bolton
like Rob Gray earned his way up.
Yeah, Ramsay Bolton clawed up from the bottom, just like Rob Gray. Rob Gray wasn't a five-star who went to Duke.
No, he was a three-star for North Carolina. He always wanted to go play for the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels said, no, you're not a Targaryen. You're not a Stark. You're none of this stuff. And so what did Rob Gray do? Let's see. I'll just go and kind of start my own thing, and we'll see what happens under Roos Bolton.
Yeah, he wound up. He wound up at a school that had some fame in the past, but was a house that was kind of looked
Much
down
like
upon.
House
and what has he done for U of H? He's risen them up to one of the great houses.
Thank you, Dell.
He's Ramsay Bolton.
Thank you.
No.
And that's a huge compliment, by the way, to be called a Ramsay Bolton.
No. He's our hero. He's Rob Stark.
He's not Rob
we
Stark.
We love him. And
the origin story doesn't match.
Rob Stark's not even a hero.
If
Rob Stark.
If his name was Steve Gray,
would you? No, he wouldn't use that? Rob. He'd use somebody Steve. Like, he'd say a Steve guy.
Yeah.
He's like Steve Nash.
No,
Targaryen. How could Steve be? How could Rob Gray's name be Steve? That's impossible. That's like the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Not a lot.
His name is Rob Gray.
Steve Gray would be just setting up. He'd just be bringing the ball down. Hey, guys, two.
And everybody would be like, shut up. Everybody would be like, shut up, Steve.
Yeah.
No one would respect Steve Gray. Yeah.
Shut up, Steve.
Coach would be like,
stupid man bun.
Steve,
and Rob Gray's like, pow, pow. Crossover. Boom!
Steve Gray would never take a fast break pull up three.
Steve Gray would average 13 points a game and 6 assists.
Yeah, Steve Gray. Rob Gray
is out here slaying people and skinning them, figuratively. Figuratively, he skinned San Diego State. Figuratively.
You don't think after that layup, San Diego State fans like felt like they got flayed?
Yes.
He's Ramsay Bolton.
Although San Diego State was like.
Can you play a Ramsay Bolton cut just so I can hear that magnificent
feel like
bastard?
Sansa? Did they feel like Sansa afterwards?
Well, man, after they came back and hit that three, after Rob did, I was like, ooh. I was like, here we go. And then they had a clean look, by the way, to
real clean look. Dude, it looked like Houston was backing off like, huh, no one touch him.
I was like, what are you guys doing?
Why are you not playing defense? Did Billy
Kennedy write up that defense?
Billy Holy Kennedy defense.
Way too good a look.
All right, guys, 4 seconds. Make sure he doesn't get the layup.
Hey, did you get to
see him? Or get the layup.
No. Make sure nobody goes near him.
Real, did you
Let see him. Don't touch him.
Loyola Chicago game versus Miami at all?
Let me tell you on the other side where I was when that happened.
Oh, my God.
One of the great upsets.
Of all time. Yeah, it wasn't that big an upset. Miami sucks. Yep. Time to talk about the LegionTX.com.
Superheroes.
No, it's not awkward because here's the deal. This is down Prime Social's down here on Westheimer. The Legion TX is at Holesworth and Cypress Wood at 45.
It's not right around the corner.
No,
exactly.
It's not. It's really kind of far.
But it's around the corner for people who live there.
Yeah, no. Yeah. People love that. As a matter of fact, Margie, our good friend from Luling, told me she lives right there. And she's going to probably stop by over there and play some poker, some Texas Hold'em. Yeah. She probably will someday. Here's the deal. Why don't you stop on by? They've got the PLO, the Pot Limit Omaha. Yep. You want to play Pot Limit Omaha? You got it. You want to play tournament? Yep. You got it. How about this? If you're somebody who likes to play a long time, you plan on playing a long time, how about the $40 deal? You know, at all of these places, you buy a chip for $8, and every half hour you have to turn in your $8 chip. Well, at thelegiontx.com, they're saying, listen, just buy one. If you play 2.5 hours, you break even. If you play 5 hours, you're way ahead of the game. Because and chances are, in poker, you're going to be playing for a good 5 hours because that's what we love to do. We love to play for a long time. $40 lets you play all day long. That's what they're doing at the Legion TX. So you're looking for a great way to save a little money, all right? Put in your $40, play all day. And you know what? For 5 hours, you're playing for $40. That's ridiculously low. That is ridiculously low. So go to thelegiontx.com, find out for yourself. Up north, that's your place, everybody. Get to thelegiontx.com.
Preach on, brother.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.